And now this is a dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Janzarek, J-A-N-C-Z-A-R-E-K, July 1043, addresses a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, P-A-C, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Morrissey, follow up for Mrs. Janzarek with chronic kidney disease, underlying cardiomyopathy. Last visit in May, comes accompanied with husband, has a pacemaker defibrillator. There are plans for ablation coming October. Weight, appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, presently no gross edema. Stable weight, hard of hearing, stable dyspnea, no orthopnea, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. Eliquis, bisoprolol, Entresto, torsemide. Prior amiodarone discontinue. Next paragraph, present weight to 15, blood pressure 101/80 by nurse. No gross respiratory distress. Device on the left upper chest. Lungs are distant clear. Obesity of the abdomen, no ascites or tenderness, minor edema lower extremities with varicose veins. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Creatinine is stable or improving, presently down to 1.2, representing a GFR 45, stage 3, with normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and stable anemia 12.3. Recent echocardiogram, kidneys in the small side, 9.6, 9.8 right and left, and some degree of urinary post-void retention at 111. A simple cyst, no stones. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, underlying cardiomyopathy, pacemaker defibrillator, upcoming ablation, no active bleeding, monitor for any progression of urinary retention, no need for EPO treatment, chemistry on a regular basis, continued management of low ejection fraction, plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months.